Welcome to the Busy Successful Women's Podcast. Hi there, everyone, and welcome to episode number 4 of Busy Successful Women. And today we are talking about happiness, happy acts, and being happy all around. And it's kind of timely that we're doing this because tomorrow is the International Day of Happiness, March 20th, Wednesday, March 20th. But let's start with, first of all, I'm super, super happy to be doing this podcast today, and I'll tell you why. I was a little bit ill in February, and you know, today is just an amazing day. The sun is shining. I'm in Southern Ontario, so you know, we've had a very, very long winter. The last month and a half, or 2 months almost, has been very long and a little depressing, not gonna lie. So today the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, it's about 2 or 3 degrees outside right now, and that's Celsius for my American listeners. And it is just a beautiful day, and tomorrow is the first day of spring, so super, super stoked about that. And as well, as I mentioned, tomorrow, March 20th, is also the International Day of Happiness. So that's what our episode is about today, happiness and spreading happiness and joy. But before we get started, I did want to mention one thing that I finally got social media up and running. It's one of those things that, you know, you put off and you put off and you put off, and it literally takes about 30 minutes to probably do, but it's just organizing it all and sitting your butt down to get it done. So anyhow, so I did that. So I had a lot of people reaching out to me on Instagram and also Facebook, more so Instagram than anything, and even through Messenger, Facebook Messenger, asking for updates and when episodes are published, etc. And I just thought, you know, I should have something separate from my personal account. So I did that. So we have an email. It's busy.successful.women@gmail.com. And also Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. They're all the same. It's at busy.successful.women. So if you search that up on any one of those applications, you will find yours truly. Love the feedback. Love getting feedback, ideas, inspiration, all of those things. And that goes both ways. So if there's anything you'd like to share or any feedback you have for me, I'd love to hear from you. So again, that's busy.successful.women@gmail.com, and on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at busy.successful.women. So let's get into the purpose of today's podcast and why you're listening. And I'm going to be doing some reading today out of some articles and paperwork that I have. I have notes spread all over my desk here, and also out of a book that I just recently received, just a couple things that I wanted to share with you. So like I said, tomorrow, Wednesday, March 20th, 2019, is the International Day of Happiness. And that was United Nations sanctioned. So what do we do on March 20th? Well, we celebrate by committing to do some happy acts. And I'm going to get into what happy acts are and what they can be. And then also perhaps hosting a happiness wall. I'm going to share with you some things around that too. So let me just start by talking about Live Happy. So Live Happy is a leading, it's leading the global movement to make the world a happier place, and is dedicated to promoting and sharing authentic happiness, inspiring people to live purpose-filled, healthy, meaningful lives. And what is Live Happy? It's founded by entrepreneur Jeff Olson. Live Happy LLC is a magazine, a website, podcast, and a resource and movement, but a timeless quest, living a happy life. Live Happy celebrates and shares the innovative research of positive psychologists and their colleagues to address meaningful correlations between positive emotions, health, and fulfillment. So that's just kind of a little bit about what Live Happy is. Excuse me. And I want to talk about happy acts. What are some What are some things that you can do to contribute to the International Day of Happiness? And not just tomorrow, but every day. It's nice to do a little something. So what's a happy act? A happy act is a small action that makes someone's day a little brighter and is a daily part of Live Happy's mission to make the world a happier place. So for me, one of the things that I'm doing, on the weekend, I went out and purchased some Starbucks gift cards, and I'm going to be going to 3 different Starbucks and leaving those gift cards with the cashiers for the next few people after me to pay for their coffee. And what I hope is that they will do the same, and everyone will have a good day because their coffee will be free. And who doesn't like that? You can learn some more about Happy Acts by visiting happyacts.org. So that's HAPPYACTS, happyacts.org. And there's a lot of information on there about different things that you can do. And another thing that you can do is participate or host a happiness wall. So this is actually my first year hosting a wall. And for those who know me, I'm kind of a big go big, go home kind of girl. So I have 8. Couldn't just do one, have to do more. So, but that's awesome. So I'm super, super excited and also very fortunate and grateful that I can actually do that. So for my walls, we have them in different places in Canada and the US. And like I said, I'm fortunate because I have a position or a role in my day job that allows me the opportunity to do this and to share it with my employees. So I'm really, really grateful about that. So where do we have walls? Actually, let me start with Magic Dental in Waterdown, Ontario. So the good doctor, Donna, has put up over the weekend her happiness wall. So if you wanted to go in there and visit, you can, and put up what makes you happy. Again, that's in Waterdown, Ontario. That's Magic Dental. We also have one in Aurora, Illinois, which is just outside Chicago. Carrollton, Texas, which is just outside Dallas. Kent, Washington, just outside Seattle. And then in Canada, Montreal, Toronto, and Calgary. So super excited to have all those walls up, all these people sharing happiness. And one of the reasons why I really wanted to focus on putting the walls up in the workplace is because people who are happier at work are more committed to their organization. They rise to positions of leadership more rapidly, and they're more productive and creative, and will generally suffer fewer health problems. So I am a huge happy ambassador and want to promote that in my workplace. I want people to enjoy coming into work, and we have activities around our happiness walls tomorrow as well. So it is not too late to do a happiness wall. You can do them in universities, your children's school, your office, a business, a gym, doctor's or dentist office, cafe, store, a retail store, anywhere you want. If you have an employee board, you can do a happiness wall. If you have a board in a classroom, you can do a happiness wall. In fact, you can even download a happiness wall. If you go to livehappy.org, they have a downloadable wall, and you can just cut out the cards and you can just have your children do it. You can do it in your kitchen or in their bathroom or on their bedroom if they have a board, or you can just get some sticky tack and post it on the walls even. So you don't need, it doesn't have to be anything grand and big. It can be really, really small, or it can be really, really big, completely up to you. So it's not too late. If you want to participate in that, you can go to livehappy.com, or you can go to happyacts.org. And in addition to that, you can also see a wall map on happyactstart.org. The goal this year is to have over 1,000 happiness walls. So I'm super, super happy that I'm contributing to that. And I would love if you want to contribute to that as well. If you want, you can absolutely send me an email and I can help you with getting any information that you might need, or send you a link and direct you to the right place. So you can email me directly at busy.successful.women@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to do that. What else do I have for you? I think that actually covers it in terms of some stuff that I'm doing, some things that you can do. I mean, it's a great first day of spring is awesome. It's going to be an awesome day all around the world. And I also encourage you to share your experience and share your happiness at #HappyActs. So lastly, before I sign off here, I recently received a book. It's from Live Happy, and it's 50 Happiness Facts and Quotes. And there's two things that I wanted to read for you, two things that really resonated with me. One is about gratitude and one is about purpose. And those are two things that I really try personally to focus on. You know, sometimes it's hard to be grateful, and you know, sometimes you think about the things that aren't going right, but you need to remember all the things that are going well and be grateful for those things. And I find myself often reminding my children of that. And then I also need to take a step back and remind myself of that. So, and you know, even my husband not too long ago, probably a couple weeks ago, I was having one of those days, and he gave me a good reminder of what I have to be grateful for. So, you know, I always appreciate that. And then the other piece is purpose, and you know, why are we here? What are we here to do? And you know, for me, a lot of what I feel I'm here to do, or my purpose, is to, you know, give back and share and inspire. So, so there's two little paragraphs here that I just wanted to read to you and close off with. So the first one is gratitude. There is perhaps no simpler path to happiness than expressing gratitude for friends who always lend an ear, the warmth of a sweater, new opportunities, for what life has brought us. When we make this act of thanksgiving part of our daily lives, our mood is lighter. We're better prepared to handle challenges. We have more satisfying relationships. We're happier. We're more enthusiastic. People even perceive and treat us differently. In short, expressions of gratitude are simple acts that create mountains of results. And I believe that is so true. If you change your attitude to one of gratefulness, it really shows, and the people around you will also change. And then the second one that I wanted to touch on is purpose. It's a fact. We are wired to help others. It makes sense that when we gain the most happiness, not when we purchase a new phone or a pair of designer shoes, but when we make contributions to further the greater good, when we pursue something in life that's bigger than us and makes a real contribution to society. Whether it's teaching inner city children, traveling across the globe to help those in need, or even organizing a donation drive at home, we at Live Happy believe pursuing our purpose is not only a birthright, it's necessary to our happiness. And those two pieces I got out of the Live Happy 50 Happiness Facts and Quotes. And you can order that online if you want it. To have that in your office, on your desk, in your house, or if you just want it for yourself to read. Anyhow, that is all I have for this episode number 4 of Busy Successful Women. And I hope everybody has an awesome day tomorrow, an awesome start to spring, and an amazing day filled with happiness, joy, and gratitude. Thanks so much.